We live in an age of self-help and self-awareness. This is the time we look at our lives, the people who are involved with us, why we make the decisions we do, what are the repercussions, and what changes can we make to make our lives better. It's as if the consciousness of the world, of the planet, and the people within is starting to awaken, and in so doing, they want to be the best that they could possibly be. First thing one must know when it comes to healing and awareness is recognizing your emotional problems. Sometimes you have learning disabilities. Sometimes they're emotional problems. Where do they stem from? Well, in most cases, they're encoded within your DNA. If you have emotional problems that go to bipolar disorder, OCD, or anything else that runs through the genetic code of your family, then you have to take a long, hard look at it and understand the problem was inherited. The problem was there. Whether people from generations before actually worked on themselves or recognized the problems is most likely not the case. But now in the 21st century, we say, okay, these are the problems. These are problems that have been handed down through my family. And I'm going to do the best I can to recognize them and get professional help. Sometimes your emotional problems stem from things that have happened to you through your life, things that you could not help. And you stop and you wonder, how am I going to get the help I need? I've never seen so many people in search and in quest of finding out who they are and why they are here. That question comes up over and over again in all of my readings. What is my purpose here? Why am I doing what I'm doing here? Things don't seem to make sense. Along the lines, there are certain patterns that people follow in self-help and self-awareness. The first, as I said, is to realize exactly what your issues are. Then to take a long, hard look at them and say, can I heal them? Can I get professional help? Can I get alternative help? Who can I talk to? Can I read a book? Look at YouTube? Go to a workshop? Meditate. The ways of self-healing and self-awareness are endless. They've been out there, I would say, probably for about the last 30 years. And now the urge, the desire in people to let go of the wounds and let go of the pain and not incorporate that into their daily lives is becoming stronger and stronger. Even though the challenges of life themselves seem to be on the increased. So it's almost like a catch-22. It's like, I've overcome my learning challenges, I've been to school, and now what? It's 2010 and there's no jobs out there. It's almost as if something is telling us that the reality in which we live is in some way a little tiny bit self-defeating. But now you have to understand the nature of reality. Reality, as I see it, is a holographic construct. What does that mean? It means that it's an experience. It's a learning experience in linear time to experience emotions. This whole playground of learning that you're in, that I'm in, that we're all in, is all about learning. It had a beginning. We experience within. And once you've healed and balanced and done your energy work, you're going to realize something is closing now, something is ending now. I want to know who I am in that ending and why I'm here, because the rest of everything else is starting to become very mundane. In healing your issues, you also stop and say, well, I've worked on myself, I've healed myself, perhaps I've come up with a healing system. It can be something that has to do with counseling or being a life coach. It could be something with energy work. There's so many endless ways you can work with people. Some people develop chakra meditations where you just listen to the CD or watch the DVD and you just feel the energies flowing within you. It's what everybody's seeking. Everyone wants peace. Everyone wants balance. Everyone wants the ability to feel calm and to get the answers. In order to heal, you work on yourself. And then after you've worked on yourself, you turn around and say, well, I want to heal others. This is intuitive. I mean, this is for everybody. You feel that in healing another person or another group of people, or now as we're coming to 2011, you want to heal the whole consciousness itself. You want to do something global. You want to make a big difference in everything. In order to do that, it will help you heal. It will help you balance. It will help you clear your consciousness. So if you're feeling, I need to work with others, I need to heal others, I don't care about anything else, it doesn't matter, I just need to do this, that is also part of something that I consider programming. As this is a hologram, it is a mathematical construct. And as I said, it has a beginning and it had an end. And somewhere along the line, as we're having these experiences, we are programmed, all of us, not just the people who meditate, we are programmed to create this balance and move forward in our lives. You have to stop and think about it. Look at what's going on now in the age of technology. All of a sudden, all of these wonderful, amazing technological advances have suddenly happened in recent years. I mean, why didn't they happen in the time of Nostradamus? Why didn't he just go to his computer and just type his little quatrains and send them through time on a CD or something? Why did technology happen now? Why is everything, this awareness, this global consciousness awakening, why is it all happening now? There has to be a greater reason, and the reason is that the program in which we're experiencing in the physical is about to evolve. It's going to evolve back to light. You may see this any way you want, however you want, but the purpose of self-healing is to balance, create balance within your emotional, physical, and spiritual body, open your psychic ability. Think about it. Wouldn't you like to be more psychic? Wouldn't you like to have your quote-unquote powers back? Wouldn't you like to be something more than you are as this limited physical person? Don't you feel intuitively that there is so much more to you that is awakening? Once you understand about reality and you understand on a soul level as well as an intellectual level, and it'll come, don't push it, don't force it, it comes within the healing process that is encoded within everybody and reality itself. But once you reach that point and you can grasp the fact that, for example, with me, I am more than Ellie Crystal. Ellie Crystal is just one little experience I'm having in this reality, sitting here now, creating this MP3 file. But there's so much more to me. There's so much more to you. There's so much more to everything. And that's where we're going. We're going into this higher awareness, higher consciousness. I'm not someone who really likes all that airy-fairy, we can all meditate together and we can change the grids and make everything good for everybody. I don't really go along with any of that. I just understand, I've been lucky, I've understood because my DNA codes were activated when I was a child, but I've always understood that we live in a program. It had a beginning, it has an end. We're all in it now for the ending, all of us. It's going to end for everybody. And you want to heal, A, to get rid of the pain of what's been done to you in your lifetime, because it you just can't live with it. In the frequency of where we're going now, that emotional pain and that emotional drama doesn't fit. It doesn't belong. You want to shake it loose. You want to get rid of the friends who don't belong in your life. You want to get rid of anything that doesn't belong in your life. You don't want to work at some mundane, meaningless job. You want a job you're passionate for. You want to feel the positives. You don't want to feel the negatives. The negatives are all around us all the time. We can't lose them. We can't shake them. But when you go into self-help and self-awareness, you learn to take the negative and create a way to balance it around you, or how to protect yourself so these negative things don't come in. Negative experiences affect us all the time. I mean, it's just the way it is. But there are ways you can, what I call, shift your grid so they don't affect you, meaning you don't need that learning lesson. You don't need the learning lesson of getting fired from your job. You don't need the learning lesson of your partner saying you're an idiot and it's over between us. You don't need that. You have to, how do you avoid these things? You go in with your eyes wide open. If you have emotional problems and your partner has emotional problems, the relationship isn't going to last, because your emotional baggage is going to make you more and more and more dysfunctional with each other as a couple. Whatever holds you together is going to drive you crazy, be it money or children or family or whatever. And eventually you're just going to say, I can't take this anymore. I've got to get out. You know, healing is not just about, I'm going to sit here and do yoga and meditate and da-ba-ba-ba-ba. No, it's not about that. It's how you live your life. It's creating your own peacefulness and space. Now, if you believe that healing yourself has to do with finding the perfect partner, the one, the person who's going to make you feel whole, think again, because you may not be programmed to that end. You know, that's a big, big fallacy. When people tell me, I could heal if the right man or the right woman came into my life and I would always feel this good euphoric connection between us, and this goes beyond the sexual aspect. It's not about that, because we all know that euphoric feeling has to still deal with everything else going on in physical reality. So finding the perfect partner is wonderful, and it's loving, and it, and hopefully it's a very positive thing for you, but that's not the answer you're looking for. In self-help and self-awareness, you're looking for yourself. So keep in mind that you're the one who came here to experience. You're the one you have to find. You're the one who has to understand that your ego identity here, like my ego identity as Ellie, is just something I'm just experiencing. But that we're coming to a point, and look around at everything around you, we're coming to a point where you're going to find the self. So your self-healing and your self-awareness, that's the find the greater self. Today you can start by healing and working on your personal self by doing things such as seeing a professional, and I mean a psychiatrist, to at the very, very least, I'm not telling you to rush off and get medication, but at the very, very least, get yourself some sort of evaluation. Know what's wrong with you. A lot of people come to me and it's so obvious to me they're suffering from clinical depression. They have anxiety. They're having memory loss. They're having all these things. And, you know, where is it going? The first thing they need is the awareness. Okay, so remember that with self-healing, first thing is awareness, getting a professional evaluation. If medication is needed, that's up to you. I can't, you know, suggest that one way or the other. If you feel holistic healing, meditation, biofeedback, anything along those lines, anything alternative is an aid to helping you, fine. But just make sure it's an aid and not a camouflage. Because the human brain has this way of camouflaging the real truth behind the illusion, so do be careful. Then, once you start to balance yourself off, no matter how you do this, you've come to awareness, you're working slowly on yourself, whatever feels good, and remember, you can start one system now, and in 6 months from now, say, I want to do something else, or I want to do two things at one time. Whatever is comfortable, go ahead and do this. But the way you know that your self-awareness and self-healing system is working is not because you're healing others. It's because of the way your life starts to unfold. It's what you are going to attract to yourself. It may not be the perfect partner, or the perfect job, or the perfect everything, but whatever that's going to come to you is going to be a far more positive experience than you've ever had before. So on this note for today, I want you to take a look whenever you think self-healing, self-awareness, I want you to say, this journey, I am only responsible for me, for the self. I am here to experience, to awaken, because soon, and I really mean soon, we're all leaving, and I want to be enough awakened to understand what that means, where I'm going, where I'm returning to, and what's next. Thank you.